Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Caught. Completely off guard. A relative's surprise visit when your home is less than tidy. The Ameren guy at your front door to disconnect your power for not paying your bill and you hadn't even noticed the past due statements in the mail. A surprise celebrity sighting, and your camera is turned off, your phone battery dead, and still at home. A sudden, unexpected natural disaster before any time for a warning. Suddenly, you're faced with the reality of who you are or where you are, and you're caught completely off guard. That's what happened to Peter in today's gospel reading. The one who had been preaching to the crowds called him to take his boat back out after a long night of fruitless fishing for another go at it. Sure, he doubted. Honestly, it was a dumb idea. But no sooner had they dropped the nets than they were nearly capsized by the weight of fish in the nets. They called the second boat over, and when they finally hauled in all the fish that they had caught, the two boats are weighed with fish nearly to the point of sinking. Suddenly, Peter is caught. Faced with the reality of who he is and who this man with the unorthodox fishing ideas is. It's the same feeling Isaiah had when he encountered the Lord sitting on his throne above his temple. Woe is me! Caught. The reality of a holy God whose glory fills the earth, and the reality of Isaiah, I am a man of unclean lips. Caught. Simon Peter realizes who this man in the boat is. God's anointed, the Christ, holy and powerful, who commands fish into nets with a word as certainly as he created fish and water. Depart from me. Peter realizes who he is. I am a sinful man. He's caught. Peter couldn't escape the reality of who he is, and neither can you. Sure, you're a faithful churchgoer, but you can't hide the deeper reality of who you are. Parents find themselves burned out, jaded, angry at the very gifts God has given them. Children would rather play video games than sit for family devotions. People are more enamored with the pursuit of happiness than the pursuit of holiness. And you're caught. You're a sinner. Caught in your sins, caught in the reality of who you are, caught in the presence of the one whose presence sinners best avoid. What do you say? You're caught. Depart from me, O Lord. I am a sinful man. But this isn't just a fish story. It's a story of words. Luke's gospel leading up to this story had Jesus talking to a whole bunch of groups. He rebuked the devil with the book of Deuteronomy. He told the Nazarene synagogue goers that he is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecies. He rebuked demons. He commanded a fever. He rebuked some more demons. It's been a battle of words since the beginning. So why all the words? He summarized why he had come in the verse immediately before today's reading. I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. And then Luke doesn't suddenly meander from that point, the focus of his story about Jesus, into some strange fishing story. No, Jesus got into the boat to do what he said he was here to do, to preach as good news the kingdom of God. He got into the boat so he could preach what the crowds wanted to hear, the word of God. He told Simon and the fishermen to throw their nets into the water so that he could preach the good news of the kingdom of God. He gathered the fish into the nets so that he could preach the good news. He caused Simon Peter to realize the depth of his sinfulness for the same reason, to preach the good news that here in the boat, the Lord is reigning. This is the kingdom of God. So he did. He spoke good news. Do not be afraid. And with these words, Jesus forgives sins. The astonishing thing is not the number of fish in the net, not the demons driven out, the diseases healed, not even the prophecies fulfilled. The great miracle is that Jesus doesn't do what Peter tells him to do. He didn't depart. He stayed in the boat with the sinner. He's not leaving. This is what he has come to do. He came to be caught. He came to be caught by the wood and the nails of the cross in your place. As much as you are caught in the reality of who you are, he is caught in the reality of who he is. By his name, he saves his people from their sins. By his name, he is caught. He is the one to save his people from their sins, to become the sinner in your place. He does. He saves his people from their sins. They don't save themselves any more than fish volunteer to be caught. But Jesus is all about catching more than fish, as his words to Peter declare. Not just catching fish as he did wondrously on the lake thousands of years ago, but now catching men and women and children. Peter, do not be afraid. Isaiah, your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Church, I forgive you. Sinners are caught in the presence of a holy God and made saints. You have been caught in the net of his forgiveness and hauled into the boat of the Lord's church. Having been caught, Peter and the disciples become fishers of a different sort. They set aside their nets to catch men. This time, the net that they will use is the word, the same word Jesus gets into the boat to proclaim, the forgiving word, the word that drew crowds to the shores of Gennesaret in such crowds that they pushed Jesus out of the space he was occupying, out into a boat on the lake. The same word that drew crowds draws lives into the boat of the Lord's church. Peter and the crew become the catchers. I forgive you, Jesus says. Now you take my forgiveness and catch more people. Draw them into my church with my words. Speak my word of forgiveness to them. Preach Christ crucified to them. Place my name upon them. Put my body and blood into their mouths. Catch them. Jesus doesn't depart from the sinner. He catches him. Sinners are caught in the net of forgiveness and made saints. Sinner saints are held in the boat against their tendencies to get out. Snared in their own sinfulness, tangled in their trespasses, Jesus faces them with the reality of who he is. He is the one caught by the cross. He is the one caught by death. He is the one caught by your sinfulness, caught red-handed in your place. He is the one caught so that he might catch you and hold you with the net of his forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.